Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A jazz concert this Friday benefits the Boys and Girls Club of North Central Louisiana. To share on the evening of music is Lori James, a board member with the Boys and Girls Club. Lori, glad to have you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, this concert is coming up Friday. Who will be featured in the performance?
Well, we are very excited. We have the Grambling State University Faculty Jazz Ensemble, which is, of course, headed by Dr. Larry Pinnell. So we're very excited to have the Jazz Ensemble performing.
Can you share about some of the selections that are going to be presented in the program?
Sure. I can't give you too many specifics. Dr. Pinnell has chosen to keep it maestro's choice. They're going to kind of, as the spur of the moment influences them, choose the exact selections. But I know generally it is going to be a tribute to the jazz greats of Louisiana. So I know we can expect some Louis Armstrong and some of the New Orleans-influenced jazz, as well as a few more modern standards, I think.
Well, tell us, what has gone into presenting a jazz concert as a fundraiser?
Well, this is the first time we have done this. We're so excited. The faculty band wanted to show their support for the children in and around the area of Ruston, and so have generously agreed to present this benefit for the club. They've been rehearsing. They've also done a couple of exciting things. They're allowing two of the children from the club to actually come and participate. So one young woman is going to get to sing and do a vocal number, and then I think there's a young horn player who attends the Boys and Girls Club who's going to get to perform with the faculty members.
Awesome. Special performances there. I was about to ask if the members from the club are going to be in attendance, so actually participating.
Yeah, a couple of them get to participate. Uh-huh. Some of the others are very excited. They're going to get to work as ushers or maybe working with a t-shirt stand or concessions, and the children are thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, what is Dr. Pinnell? Has he had the opportunity to share about the group participating in the benefit?
He has. He has been so committed. They have actually opened up their rehearsals even, and some of the folks from the club have been able to go and enjoy some of the rehearsals, which are normally closed. And also, he has been excellent in promoting it. Grambling State University has an outstanding alumni association and a very strong music education program. And through Dr. Pinnell's influence, he has really brought in some support from that area of our community also.
Tell us about some of the work taking place at the Boys and Girls Club.
I'm happy to do that. It's a wonderful attribute for Ruston to have and to offer to the children in Ruston and around our area. Currently, the club services about 130 children. They go right after school. The club is able to provide transportation in and around the Ruston area. And the after-school program gives the children a chance to have supervised recreation. But not just that. There's also a strong emphasis on education. There's actually a 30-minute sustained reading program every day. Every child attending the Boys and Girls Club is supervised for 30 minutes of sustained reading of the child's choice. Mm. And that has really shown that it has helped to improve the children's performance in school and performance on standardized tests. And we're very proud of their scores on those standardized tests.
You mentioned most of the students that attend from the immediate Ruston area. Are there any from Greater Lincoln Parish that attend as well?
Yes, there are. There are not as many at the after-school program, and that's simply an issue that we don't have mass transportation in our area, although the club is able to provide transportation for a great number of students. In the summer, there's also a program where they provide two different programs at the Ruston campus, and they provide summer care for approximately 130 students at the two summer programs, as well as at some of the outreach areas and some of the smaller communities in the area.
You mentioned the reading program. How are study skills being impacted by the work going on with students there?
They are seeing a direct correlation between the sustained reading and improvement in skills. The boys and girls at the Boys and Girls Club at North Central Louisiana, the Ruston Club, had a 100% LEAP passage rate, 100% promotion rate, and the average GPA is right at or perhaps just under or just over, I don't know when the latest results come in, a 3.0. And as you know, many parents are thrilled to have a child come home with the 3.0, and these are some children who come from a demographic where just looking at them on paper, you would think they won't achieve that. But but they are achieving that.
What do you hear? You mentioned that. What do you hear from parents or guardians about some of the work and some of the results that we've seen?
I hear that they are thrilled. Yeah. These are parents who, for the most part, are working parents. Many of them are single parents who are working, and childcare is extraordinarily expensive. And this is an affordable alternative. And it's not just turning them loose to play in the backyard. It's supervised reading. It's supervised tutoring. And also a great emphasis upon building the character of these students. The Boys and Girls Club brings in members from all aspects of our community to interact with the children and set examples for them and show them how to get involved.
Yeah. How did you become involved? Now a board member with the club. How did that begin for you?
Well, I have always enjoyed children, and I actually have a particular interest in children and literacy. And I just individually decided to approach the Boys and Girls Club and see about providing the children with books to take to their homes. So one of the things that I and a group I'm involved with, Goodwill Lunching, started doing was we took books to the children at the Boys and Girls Club, let them select books of their own choosing, take them home and read them. Because, of course, if you choose a book, you're more likely to read it than if it's handed to you. And I just saw the work that they were doing there with the children. I saw it was impacting these children's lives in a way that I have not seen anything else doing.
Yeah. Are there volunteer opportunities with the club?
Absolutely. Many volunteer opportunities. The Boys and Girls Club welcomes involvement from local churches, from local civic organizations, and we do have wonderful support in the area. Squire Creek is sponsoring Jazz Fest. Many of the civic groups organize different programs for the children, and certainly if you have some skills you'd like to share with children, that's a place to share it.
Well, how can you find out more about Jazzland, the concert coming up Friday evening?
Yes, absolutely. Please call the Boys and Girls Club. Tickets are available. The number there is 318-255-2242. It's at 300 Memorial Drive in Ruston, Louisiana, and tickets are available.
Gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Dixie Center for the Arts in Ruston coming up on Friday evening. Lori James serves as a board member with the Boys and Girls Club of North Central Louisiana. Looking forward to the concert. And Lori, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.